our weekly conversation with Flo Tess, your first lady of the Aegean sports scene. She lights up your TV screen, sports anchor for KZI Sports, channel 709 in high def on your Xfinity system. You can catch up KEZI.com. Follow on Twitter. Use the handle at Kristen E. Rogers. KR, a happy Friday to you. How are things?
Good. I can't believe we finally made it through this week.
Yeah, you know, it's really strange, but it seems like a lot longer than a week ago since we last spoke. And from what you do, I mean, as you're all getting word a coaching hire is pending, and this is as big a story as can happen in Aegean sports, kind of what's the process or kind of the level of energy at a place like the KEZI newsroom when a story like this is about to break?
Yeah, I mean, it's big. It's really all about, you know, reaching out to some of my sources, trying to figure out who, you know, what names are being thrown out there, and then just preparing for literally anyone to become the new head coach. I know you spoke earlier this week and said that if anyone thought Chip Kelly was going to come to Eugene again, that they should be committed to a mental asylum. Well, I will admit I had articles ready. I had a newscast ready just in case anything really, really weird happened. But no, I mean, you know, it's just all about being prepared. And then when the news did break, was up at 4 a.m. when I first saw it, which was fun. But, you know, long day, but just really awesome. Gotta love that adrenaline and that energy. But, Steve, I will say I think I'm a jinx because I have covered a head coaching change at every single program that I have covered now.
From USC to Oregon State to Oregon now?
Oregon State. Yeah, so I had, I mean, obviously at SC, I had from Kiffin to Orgeron to Helton to Stark, and obviously now Helton's back there again, and then when I covered Oregon State, it was the year that Mike Riley left for Nebraska, and now this. So I don't think it's a good thing when I'm on a beat. You can expect that a head coaching change will happen.
Well, please don't let anybody talk you into doing a story about us. I need my job. we're talking with Kristen Rogers, KZI Sports. Obviously, everybody jumped all over the Willie Taggart hire, and it might be cliche, but you know that you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. You were at the press conference yesterday. What struck you about the new football coach?
Yeah, I mean, I think he made a great impression. You know, Rob Mullen said one of the reasons why he wanted to find a new head coach was to create a new culture, and it's clear that Willie Taggart is a shot in the arm that this program needed. I mean, he came in, and for anyone who might have been not skeptical but might have been unsure about the hire, I think I have a lot of Oregon fans now tweeting at me saying that they like the hire, and I actually conducted a poll on Twitter on Tuesday when the news broke. I think I had something like 600, 700-something people vote in it. And I shared the results on KEZI during one of our newscasts, but it was about 40-something percent said they liked it, and then the second highest answer was people said they were unsure. So I think they said they wanted to be convinced that he was a good hire. And then yesterday, after, you know, hearing about the juice that he's going to bring and telling fans to buckle up because it's going to be a fun ride, I mean, I started having a lot more fans tweet at me saying, hey, I love his energy. You know, he definitely won the press conference, and that's the line. You know, he wins the press conference, but it's kind of harder to win games. So we'll see what happens actually on the field. But, I mean, he's already creating culture changes here at Oregon from just the energy he had in his press conference to the fact that he's out recruiting right now. And, I mean, he's in Hawaii, and he's recruiting a four-star quarterback to I will not pronounce his last name, but he's been known as, you know, Marcus Mariota 2.0. And, you know, even he is an Alabama commit right now. So, I mean, he's going hard on these recruits right now and trying to, you know, get as many commits as he can before Monday. So that's crazy. I mean, you would never see Chip or Marks publicly put that on Twitter or push that hard in recruiting. And I think that's a good thing for Oregon.
You know, sometimes a coach takes over a situation that's deteriorated. There might not be a lot of talent. It's kind of a total rebuild. And while Oregon had a lot go wrong this year, this was not a cupboard is bare circumstance. You know this roster. You talk with these guys. Is it reasonable to think, with the young guys who gained experience, those who will heal, that maybe Coach Taggart takes the wheel of a team that could make some improvement pretty quickly?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you think about this, and you mentioned this, Oregon is not a complete rebuild. What he had at Western Kentucky, what he had at USF, I mean, those were literally taking 2-10 teams and trying to turn them around. So that was a lot worse of a situation than where he is right now here in Oregon. I mean, he has the talent. That's not an issue. And he's going to have a lot of guys come back. And, I mentioned this before, even if Mark Helfrich did stay for another year, you still would have seen improvement because guys are going to be healthier and you're going to have guys that have more experience underneath their belts now. So the talent that he has is not a problem. I think the energy is always a good change. And, from talking with players, I talked with players that talked with him after they met yesterday, and they said they liked the energy and that, he kind of went in and he tried to sell them on, him. And they said they like the direction that he wants to move in, and they appreciate the fact that, he is so committed to recruiting right now and building the staff. And I think the staff is going to be interesting to see what happens moving forward, because I did talk with a few offensive linemen, and obviously they want to see Steve Greatwood stay around. And that's the number one coach that I keep hearing about to stick around. But, the players like him. I think the fans are really going to like him, and obviously the boosters seem to like him right now too. So Oregon's definitely moving in the right direction.
By the way, you mentioned you're a jinx for coaches. I got a text from somebody that says, get Kristen a job in Seattle covering Washington football. I just got that like 2 minutes ago. I want to get to Oregon basketball. The loss at Baylor, now very forgivable, top five team. Georgetown, not so much. They won 5 in a row. They had an offensive record setter last game. From the coaches, the players you speak with, the schedule where they're not leaving the state until 2017, you get the sense now they're feeling pretty good about where they are and maybe starting to figure some things out moving forward?
Yes, from an outsider's perspective. However, Dana will tell you he's never happy with how they're playing.
Right.
So, I talked with him today because Oregon really has 4 games until they start conference play, and it's tough because their first game on December 28th in Pac-12 play is UCLA, and UCLA could very likely be undefeated going into that matchup, and that's going to be a huge test going into the rest of conference play. And I mean, it's going to say a lot for the Ducks this season. Offensively, Dana said today he really wants to see this team move the ball around a little bit more and obviously, not create as many turnovers. Defensively, he just wants them to be more active on the boards. And, this team is athletic. They've got length. They just have to use it. So it's really about taking these next 4 games. And again, this week, it's kind of that situation where you have, 3 games in a week span. So it's kind of crunch time now for the Ducks because they have 4 games before conference play and they really need to shake out all their kinks. And Dylan Brooks put it best, last Saturday when I talked with him after their win over Savannah State, that it's kind of like trying to prepare for March Madness right now because conference play is a whole other beast, and this is when the Ducks really have to bring it.
And by the way, we appreciate you giving a mention to Crunch Time, the show you're on right now, so much appreciated.
<Of course.
laughs> On the women's side, Portland tonight here in town, they bounced back from that loss against a really good Mississippi State team with 2 routs. By the time they play, it'll be 12 days off, so be it the amazing performance of a freshman like Sabrina Ionescu, the youth. When you've talked to Coach Gray, what you observed, what are you liking about this team so far?
I mean, I think it's just that young talent. And, a lot of times when you have a lot of young players, you always kind of want to see what happens. And this is a talented team. I mean, they're young, but they've got great talent. And I think you got to love what they have at the guard position. And, Kelly Graves has a problem that I think a lot of coaches would like to have, that you just have a lot of players that you want to play and you want to get time on the court. So it's kind of the same thing. Instead of more maybe shaking off the kinks, like the men's team is trying to do right now, it's really just, getting all these girls on the court and getting some time to play it. Kelly has decided, he said that he's going to start doing, he is going to use pretty much all the guards in different ways. He thought he might try to specialize it, but kind of each guard and each sub is a different guard, brings a different value to the court. But, this team is young, but they're talented, and, they're a fun team to watch right now, and for whatever reason, they're doing really well in third quarters. I don't know what has caused that, but I think, they outscored their last opponent like 32-11 in the third quarter. So I know Kelly wants to see that same kind of energy in the first 2 quarters and, of course, the fourth quarter as well. But, this Ducks team is looking good.
we've got a head coach for Oregon. I know that we've got local college hoops, high school, a lot happening around here this weekend. So what can we expect to see from Kristen and her KEZI Sports cohorts the next couple days?
Yeah, I will be out at the Oregon women's game tonight. So you can come out and say hi if you see me shooting around there. And I don't mean like shooting the basketball. I mean like physically shooting the game with my large camera. I don't think KG wants me on the court. I have not played since like my early high school days.
All right.
I will then be at the Oregon-Alabama game. You know, Oregon started to cheer, we want Bama, and they are getting Alabama. It's in basketball, so kind of different. But yeah, I'll be at that game on Sunday as well. And of course, we're still going to have more coverage on Willie Taggart's contract to, you know, what he's like as a coach. Obviously, we're going to be following recruiting a lot for the next few days up until Monday. So a lot going on, you know, even though there's no bowl practices to cover, it's definitely a lot more news here in Eugene right now.
All right. On the Tube, channel 709 on your Xfinity and high def, KEZI.com online, at Kristen E. Rogers on Twitter. KR, always my pleasure. You have a magnificent weekend.
Thanks. You too, Steve.
All right. Take it easy.